Audio 11. Privileges make you grow. Now you are in front of the second extension, carried out by Alfonso X. With it, the town was realigned with the new north-south routes that crossed this valley in search of an outlet for Castilian wool to the new commercial ports located on the Biscayan coast. This happened in 1256. And a year later, the wise king granted it an important commercial monopoly with which it began its commercial boom, establishing the customs aspects of the town of Orduña. This was increased by the concession in 1208 by Sancho IV of an annual fair of 15 days, the first Biscayan fair. Both facts made Orduña take off as a commercial city. These were the origins of the exhibition square you see today, which would later be a closed space once the town was extended with a final section of streets, the one at your back, which I will tell you about later. The area of the square, along with the streets running in parallel with the Royal Road, Burgos Street and Biscay Street, today Zahara, was the most coveted, where the palaces of noble and wealthy families were settled. At present, it is in this part of the square where two of them remain. Right in front of you, you can see Diaz Pimienta Palace, a Baroque building from the 17th century. You can see the other palace, and the most famous of those that remain today, in front of this same square on your left, Mimanza Palace, a Renaissance palace that survived the great fire the town suffered in 1535.